You're listening to SBS News.
It's literally a concrete reminder of 18 mates lost in the Vietnam War. 3 metres high and weighing 100 kilograms, the Long Tan Cross has been unveiled at the Australian War Memorial in Canberra. Inscribed on it are the names of 18 Australians who died during the battle at a rubber plantation during a monsoonal storm in 1966. Dave Sabin, a platoon commander in the battle, later awarded the medal for gallantry, says he's very appreciative.
Oh, I do believe it's in its rightful permanent home. It is a lovely gesture for the Vietnamese government to give it back to us. It's easier for the Australians to visit. Thousands of visitors have gone over there and visited the cross site, but here it'll be open to millions.
On August the 18th, 1966, about 100 men of the 6th Battalion Royal Australian Regiment were patrolling at a rubber plantation near Long Tan. They ran into 2,000 soldiers of the North Vietnamese Army, something Dave Sabin says was a complete surprise.
We expected that we'd have to go looking for them. At Long Tan, they came looking for us, and that was an inversion of the training.
Absolutely.
So the National Servicemen and the regulars that had training in one direction were put in a position where they had to evolve into conventional warfare tactics.
As a monsoonal downpour began, the men repelled repeated attacks by the North Vietnamese, calling in artillery within metres of their position. The North Vietnamese resorted to unsuccessful human wave attacks. When the battle ended, 18 Australians and at least 245 North Vietnamese soldiers were dead. Dave Sabin says it was a remarkable battlefield victory for the relatively inexperienced Australians.
No other battle that we experienced in Vietnam had the same strategic value, although many were tactical successes. 50% of the people that fought the battle were National Servicemen, so they're all 21.
3 years after the battle, the men of the 6th Battalion returned for another tour of Vietnam. Despite Long Tan being in a war zone, the men went back to erect a memorial cross. The battalion's operations officer at the time, retired Lieutenant Colonel Len Johnson, says it was unprecedented.
This was an historical moment. A sudden mass movement of more than 1,000 Australian and New Zealand soldiers united in their intent to honour the memory of 18 soldiers killed in action in a nearby battlefield. It was a living expression of the Anzac spirit.
The Long Tan Cross's history becomes mysterious after that. It disappeared after the Vietnam War, believed to have been used by locals as a memorial to an area priest, then was rediscovered in the 1980s and displayed in Vietnamese museums. In 1989, local residents erected a replica that became one of only two foreign war memorials allowed in Vietnam. The site turned into a pilgrimage for veterans like Len Johnson.
Let one silent thought remind you of the reality of their courage. As each lay in his fire position in the mud, knew he was fighting to his death, look at each name. They all say, "You who sent me here to die, please remember me."
Last year, on the 50th anniversary of the battle, the cross was returned in secret to Australia. This week, its final resting place at the War Memorial was unveiled at an event attended by veterans, including Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove.
It has come to reflect not just the Battle of Long Tan and the gallant men who fought there, but to recall to us all that entire war, all that loss, over all that time.
Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.